The military didn't say anything concerning the reasons behind the dissolution of the government this evening. But it's like that they seem to have had enough of the civilian government, because the government was led by a civilian, Bernard Gumu, and they have been tainted with a lot of accusations of widespread corruption, bad governance, human rights abuses, and all the rest. So it's like that they have had enough. But people are also waiting to get full explanation from the government, because the way the government was sent out is quite unusual in Guinea.
What do we know about the prime minister? What is his status now?
Well, Bernard Gumu is now an ordinary man as any Guinean. He was a prime minister before he was the minister of commerce, before he became an interim prime minister and then became a prime minister. Now he has left, he has become an ordinary Guinean like any other Guinean on the street. So what now will lie on him is what he did when he was a prime minister, whether he worked well to satisfy Guineans, whether he was able to meet the needs, you know, of Guineans, whether he was able to at least to meet the expectations of Guineans. This is what there will be the aftermath and all things that will follow him after today.
Do we have a new government in place?
Well, not yet. Nobody has been appointed as prime minister or a member of government. But from what we heard from the communique is that all permanent secretaries will, as from tomorrow, act as interim ministers in the department until the government is appointed. So that is what we had in the communique. And read by the Secretary to the President, General Amara Kamara.
Guineans have been going through some economic difficulty, particularly since the fuel explosion. What do you think now the dissolution of this government mean for the economy?
Well, it is hard to say, because not only the civilian, the outgoing members of government were accused of widespread corruption, but even members of the junta, because the government, because they staged their coup and appointed these civilians to help them rule, you know, or lead the country. So, and then they are seen to be on top, you know, of the situation. So whatever happens to be like corruption, it's like they are also involved. But none of them has been arrested and then have been accused of widespread corruption, if not by independent media houses or independent anti-corruption firms. That's how things came out. But as we speak now, in the communique, General Amara Kamara urged the ministers, the sacked ministers, to immediately return their vehicles back to the government garage quickly as possible, right, as from tomorrow, and also urged the gendarmerie to automatically block all entrance to the ministerial department, and also they've been asked to return all state stamps, and also banks have been asked to seize or to block the account of these sacked ministers.
You mentioned earlier about the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Guinea and the recent fires in Guinea and the firefighters.
Indeed, yes. The U.S. embassy here has done something exemplary, which no embassy has ever done in Guinea, to appreciate and to compensate citizens who indeed put their life at risk to save the life of others. And that is what happened, because during the fire outbreak at the fuel depot here in Conakry, hundreds of Guinean firefighters took part. Even some of them got wounded, but they were able to rescue a lot of people alive. So this is what the U.S. Embassy here in Conakry decided to say, look, we are going to compensate these guys for what they have done. And that has been applauded by Guineans.